Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Gimel Maseches Bava Kama. There's a lot of fours in our daf. It is the 1,444th daf in Shas, if my calculation is correct. In the past, dear Talmidim from a distance corrected me on the count, so definitely open to receive that, as well as any other ha'aros and thoughts at chaimeisenstein@gmail.com. It's a big schluss to be able to continue learning together. Rav and Shmuel had a fundamental machlokis of how to look at what the chiyuv of tashlumin of bor is all about. And today's daf is really the feature of that machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. What are you chayiv for when your bor damages? Are you chayiv because of the point of contact, chavoto, that the individual banged against the ground and was damaged? Or is it the hevel, the air, the poisonous air? In other words, the air is not good. For those of us who are zochet to live here in Beit Shemesh, there's houses are sometimes dug into the mountains. That's sometimes referred to as halal. In fact, I've changed my location of learning because right now they're building right above us, and there's a tremendous amount of noise that's going on over there. So if you, the deeper and deeper you go into a mountain, deeper and deeper you go into a pit, the air becomes less and less healthy. And the Gemara says that there is an opinion that holds that the hevel is what you're chayiv for. The Gemara is going to use that discussion of Rav and Shmuel in terms of its analysis of the line in the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says, "Nafal lefanu mikol akriya chayiv." If a person falls forward due to the sound of digging, then the one who is digging is chayiv. This is a case in which someone is digging in his bor, inappropriately placed bor, and in the Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara will give us a few exceptions, but generally it's in the Rishus HaRabim, and Oshor. So Shimon Shar is walking along, and he falls forward. So then Chayiv, and then interestingly the Mishnah says, B'achora, but if he falls backwards, we call it Kriya Potter. And basically Rav and Shmuel are going to argue about how to understand that line in our Mishnah. That's going to take us through a significant portion of our sugya. The Gemara is going to get involved with a machlokis tanoim that we've had earlier, and that is, what happens if a shor pushes into a bor? Does the bala bor and bala shor split the payment, or is the bala bor potter? And the Gemara will connect that to the machlokis of Rav and Shmuel. And then on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss also a similar type of case, which might be dependent on machlokis Rabbanan and Rabbi Nasan. In regards to someone who puts down an obstacle and a rock, a boulder, and someone trips over it and then falls into a bor that was dug bi'isur. So what is the halacha in terms of tashlum? And that's going to take us on to Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara then will discuss another statement of Rava about another case of co-opted hezek on Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the top, and that will be the case of a shor and an adam that push an item into a bor and cause damage. So much of the second half of our daf will be discussing co-opted cases of hezek, in other words, partnered hezek. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. The bottom line on Beis, Nafal lefanav, we learned in our Mishnah that if a shor is startled by the digging of a bor and he falls forward to enter the bor, the halacha is that if he fell forward, then the one who was digging is chayif. If, however, the animal fell backwards, then he is potter. Now, what's unclear when you read the Mishnah is exactly why is there a difference between the two. In fact, Rashi on the Mishnah, now Nun Beis Amud Aleph, says, take a look at the Gemara. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Amar Rav, lefanav, lefanav mamish, ulachorav, achorav mamish. The words lefanav mean, as we translated, whether he fell forward on his face or fell backwards. Vizevizebibar. And both of the instances of our Mishnah are talking about bar. We're going to see that there are those who will read the Mishnah differently. However, according to Rav, Rav Latame, Rav is consistent with his opinion to Amar Rav, Bor Shechai Volov Teira Lahavoloi Veloi Lechavotoi. Rav is going to say the reason you're only chayiv if the animal falls forward is because the chiyuv of bar is based on the negative air, the suffocating air, lahavaloi veloi lechavotoi. And therefore, when he falls forward and the animal suffocates, then that's a chiyuv of bar. However, if the animal is hurt upon impact, then one is not chayiv. The Gemara on Nun Amud Beis really gives us the explanation for the Shita of Rav, that he holds that you can't make the owner of the bar culpable for karka olam, damage that's done by the world. He's not responsible about the fact that you were damaged by karka, because karka was something that God created. So what is the reason that the Torah says that you're chayiv for the bar? It must be for the hevel. While Shmuel disagrees. And here the Gemara now begins to analyze our Mishnah from the perspective of Shmuel. Shmuel amar bebor bein milafonav bein milacharav chayiv. Shmuel says that when it comes to bor, you would be chayiv whether the animal fell forward and suffocated or backwards and was killed by the impact. Shmuel atamei d'amar lavolei v'koshken l'chavotoi. Shmuel anun amabez was of the opinion that you're chayiv both for hevel as well as chavotai. Elahechidami lachorov. So what is the case of the Mishnah that said mikol akriya potter, that if he falls backwards due to the kol akriya is potter? Why? Why would he be potter? If he fell backwards, got injured by the impact, he should be chayiv, according to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, going to niskal bebor v'nafal la'achorei habor chutz lebor. What happened was, he tripped over the walls of the bar, but he fell outside of the bar backwards. And therefore, according to Shmuel, we don't consider it as if the bar damaged him. Mefarshim point out that over here, it must be, says the Meiri, that the individual is potter because it's only a grama. You're right, he initiated the hezek by having the digging of the bar, but at the end of the day, when a person falls due to the noise of what someone else is doing and doesn't get injured from the bar itself, that is injured outside of the bar, then that would qualify as grama. The Gemara now asks Akasha on the sheet of Rav Esve, Bebar bein milafon bein lacharav chayov to yufto de Rav. We see when it comes to bar, you're chayiv both milafonav and lacharav. Now, if we're going to say lahavolei veloi lechavotei impact nechayiv, why are you ever chayiv when the animal falls in backwards? Tiyufta de Rav, it's a kash on Rav. Amar Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr, defended Rav, made the Rav, bibar birshusay de chayiv. Rav is going to be moda, that when it comes to bar birshusay, that you're chayiv. In other words, if a bar was dug by Ruvain in Ruvain's own rishus, and then he was mafkir his rishus, and Shimon Shor then falls into that bar, then Rav is modet, even though the Shor was killed to chavato, he'll be chayv. Mishum da amrle, because Shimon could say about his Shor's death, memanam shech, I bahavola meis havola didachu. If the animal died due to the air, so then you are the cause of it. I bechavata meis chavata didachu. And if the animal died due to the impact, it was your impact as well, because that area was your rishus once upon a time. So it was your ground, not a bar b'rishus harabim, where it belongs to everybody. That the Gemara Nun Amabez explains that the opinion of Rav is that's karka olam that damaged. Here it was your ground that damaged, and then in such a case, even Rav would agree that chavata, you'd be chayiv. Rav Omar, Rav defends Rav in a different way. Hach ma'eskin b'mishapich. Rabbah answers, I might have mistakenly read it Rava originally, of course Rava is with an Av, Rabbah with a Hey, says that the case that we're talking about is an instance of where the animal fell face forward and the animal was damaged by bad air and then did a somersault, did a 180, and fell on its back. The damaging air already impacted it originally when it was falling through the bar. And therefore, since that also played a role in its death, so then in such a case, the hevel is considered enough of a variable to be chayiv even according to Rav. If it wasn't simply chavata, it was also avala, then you'll be chayiv according to Rav. Rav Yosef Amar Hacha Beniske Bar Sharaskinan. Here, Rav Yosef introduces a new variable. Over here, we're talking about a totally different case than we've been assuming up until now. Rashi explains three lines into the narrow. We're talking about that the shar walked into the chatzer of the balabayis without the balabayis' rishus and fell into his bar and damaged his waters. Let's let Rav Yosef talk. Rav Yosef Amar Hacha Beniskei Bar Bishar Askinam. We're talking about a totally different instance than we thought up until now. Not a shar getting damaged, but the inverse. A shar goes in and damages a bar. Ma'imiu shehivish es meimav. He damaged the waters, and then deloshna lefana veloshna la'achrav mechayiv. That it doesn't matter whether he fell in forwards or backwards, the halacha is that one is chayiv. The Gemara now brings actually a brisa that supports the shita of Rav. Tani Rav Chananya l'siyua l'Rav. Rav Chananya taught in support of Rav. V'nafal achipol derech nefila. When the pasuk says v'nafal, the Torah Kedosha, when it describes the phenomenon of bar, says v'nafal shama shor o chamor. The lashon nefila achipol derech nefila tells us it has to fall in the normal manner. It doesn't just simply say the animal got damaged by a bar. It describes the nefila, and therefore it's a normative way in which it falls. Generally, the animal will fall forward, and therefore, if you fall backwards, the bal habor is potter. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about both cases where it was damaged inside of the bar, and not like the explanation of Shmuel. So Gemara continues, Amar Meir, Nafal Afan Mikol Kriya Chayiv. If it fell forward due to the banging, he's Chayiv, the Baal HaSharaf. Amai, Nema Kore Garim Loi. The Gemara alludes to a problem that we alluded to, that we mentioned earlier. And that is, at the end of the day, why don't you say that the whole nature over here is Grama? We spoke about it in the past, an instance of Grama, earlier in the Amud. Now the Gemara says, why aren't all of these cases a case of Grama? At the end of the day, you're making noise, and it causes the animal to fall. That's just simply a Grama. Amar Sim Barashi Hamani Rebbe Nassan He. It's a fair question. However, it follows the opinion of Nassan, the Amar Bal Habor Hezekah Ka'ovid. At the end of the day, the Bal Habor did do Hezek. The question is, there was a Hezek that was initiated by a grama. And Rabbi Nassan has a very interesting shita. The balabar, if he did hezek, v'chol heicha delo efshel shtulume mehai, mishtale mehai. If for whatever reason, one of the partners in the hezek is not chayiv, like in this case, the kol hakore is only a grama, then you could collect from someone else. Disanya. We will elaborate on shitas Rabbi Nassan, and the Gemara for the next 10 lines is going to plumb the depths of Shitas Rebbe Nassan, and then we'll try to come back on our own to finish off the Gemara's idea, Rav Simeon Bar Ashi's idea, that our Tana could be understood according to Rebbe Nassan, despite the fact that there is a variable of Grama in our case. Says the Gemara, Disanya, we learned in the Brisa. Shor shadoch v'eschaver lebal lebor, bala shor chayiv bala bor potter. The Tanakam is the standard shita, and that is if a shor pushes another animal into a bor, at the end of the day, the bala shor was the one who initiated the damage, he's chayiv everything. However, Rabbi Nassan believes in looking at this as a shared hezek. Rabbi Nassan Aymer, Bala Bor Meshalim Mechza, Bala Bor Meshalim Mechza. The Bala Shor pays half, and the Bala Bor pays half. Why? Because Rabbi Nassan says, if there's shared responsibility, there's shared payment. And therefore, even though the Shor was initiated the damage, if a Bala Bor shares in the damage, he's also chayiv, and it becomes split 50-50. Now the Gemara begins to analyze that number of 50-50. The Gemara, though, questions, is this how Rabbi Nassan normally calculates? Well, Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Bala Bar Mishalim Gimel Chalakim Ubala Shor Revia, that when you calculate, actually the Bala Bar plays 3/4 and the Bal HaShor 1/4. Actually, that would also beg a question of itself. Aside from a contradiction, Rabbi Nassan, what's the logic to say that the Bala Bar plays 3/4 and the Bal HaShor plays only 1/4? If they're partners, they should be a 50-50 partnership. So the answer to both of these questions, the way the Gemara asks it, the Stira and Rabbi Nassan, and the way we're also adding the inherent logic of Rabbi Nassan, could be understood with the Gemara's teretz. Lo kasha, habitam, habamuad. It depends on whether the shor is a tam. If the shor is a tam, so then in such a case, the max that the bala shor pays is 50%. The Gemara now seems to be arguing that if he was a partner, so then he should only pay 25%. And therefore the Bala Bar then pays the rest. Says the Gemara, is that really good logic? Ubitam Maika Savar. If we're talking about the Tam, in the case of the Braisa, what exactly is your logic? Ika Savar, Haikula Hezeka Avid, Vahaikula Hezeka Avid. If the way you're going to look at it, in a case of which the Tam does damage with the Bal Habar, that each one of them did a full Hezek, so then in such a case, each one should pay half. Vika Savar, Hai Palga Hezek Avid, Vahai Palga Hezek Avid. But if you're going to say that, no, the way we view the partnership is not that each one of them did 100%, but each one of them did 50%, 50 plus 50 equals 100, so then you're right, then the short time pays half of that, and so then he pays 25. But Bala Bar, Mishalim Palgo, Bala Shor Revia. Then in such a case, the Bala Bar should only pay half as well, because he only did half a Hezek. Bala Shor should pay 1/4 for either Revia Mafsid, and then the last 1/4 would fall away. So why is it, according to Rabbi Nassan, the case of a Shor Tam being pushed into a bar, does the Bala Bar pay 3/4 and the Bala Shor 1/4? Amar Rava, Rava explained, Rabbi Nassan Dayanahu, Rabbi Nassan was a great Dayan, says Rava. V'nach Islam Kudadin, and he went to the depth of the din. Rava answers his question 2 lines into the wide. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassan Dayanahu, v'nach Islam Kudadin. Rabbi Nassan was a Dayan, and he was able to plumb the depths of din. Lo'ilam kasavar, haikula zeka avid, v'haikula zeka avid. Originally, we had offered the possibility, in terms of how to understand Rabbi Nassan, that each one of them is doing a full hezek, and because each one did 100% hezek, they split the payment. Ut kakashalach, and if you'll ask, so if that's so, l'shalim, hai palga v'hai palga, that the bala bar should pay half, and the bala shor should also have pay half, because he's a tam. Says the Gemara, mishum da amalei bala shor le bala bar, should fosoi mayahani li. He'll say to the Bala Bar, they're not being mechayev me as if I'm a partner. They're being mechayev me as if I did the damage myself, and I didn't. So, since I am one who is a partner, then I should only pay 25%. Ibai sem lo'olam kasavar, hai palga hezikovit, v'hai palga hezikovit. Or you could view it on the other side of the conceptual coin that we had suggested earlier, that Rabbi Nassan holds that they divide the Tashlumin in general because each one of them did half. Udka Kashach, then we had a question, Bala Shor Mishalim Palgo, Bala Shor Mishalim Revia, then why is the Bala Shor pays half, he should pay 1/4? Vidach Revia Nifsid, and the last 1/4, the Nizik will lose out. Mishum da Amalei Bala Shor the Bala Bar. The answer is that the Bala Shor can say Bala Bar, Ano Turoi Bibirach. The owner of the dead animal will say, my shor was in your bar, ashkechise, it was found there, sha'at katlite, and therefore your bar had an essential role in killing him. And what is going to be your response? The Bala HaShor, the Nizik, knows what the Mazik is going to say, the Bala Bar is going to say. He's going to say, well, I didn't do the whole damaged. Fine, says the Nizik. Whatever you could squeeze out of the Bala Shor, fine, get that and use that to pay me. But the difference you're going to have to pay at the end of the day, I lost 100% of a Shor. And since
in this case, they are divided shutfim, the Shor Hamazik and the Bor Hamazik, and the Shor Hamazik is only Tam, so he pays 25%. The Baal HaShor could say, you have to see it from my perspective. Obviously, these two different Terutzim of the Gemara really reflect a conceptual question of whether the starting point is that the Nizik is entitled to everything, and then the Baal HaBor has to figure out the difference, or the Nizik doesn't have that right to say, I'm entitled to everything, and therefore it becomes the division of responsibility of simply between the legal requirement of the Baal HaBor being chayiv 50% and the Baal HaShor who's chayiv a quarter. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rav, hiniyach even al pi HaBor. If a mazik puts a bar in the Rishus HaRabim and a stone by the entrance of the bar, uba shor v'niskal ba v'nafal b'bar, and then the ox trips on it and falls into the bar, banu l'machlokes Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbanan, then that will be dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbanan. Now obviously, if the one who dug the bar is the one who put the stone at the entrance of the bar, so he's the entire Baal HaHezek, and he'll be chayiv on everything. However, the question will be, what happens if Reuven put down the stone, and Shimon was the one who dug the bar? Says the Gemara, it's the machlokis between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbanan in such a case. According to Rabbi Nosson, they split the chiyuv. According to the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, it would seem, the Baal HaBor is potter, and the one who put down the stone is going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Banu Machlokis Rabbi Nosson and Rabbanan can be dependent on Machlokis of Rabbi Nosson and the Rabbanan. Pshita, that's obvious, says the Gemara. Why did I even need Rava to teach us that? Says the Gemara, Ma'u Desama Hasam Huda Amar Baal HaBor LeBaal HaShor. In the case of where you have a shor that pushes another ox into a bor, then the Baal HaBor could say to the Baal HaShor, Ilav Bira Dida Didi. Even without my bar, your shor would have killed him. So therefore, the Baal HaBor, in such a case, could say, I have a real argument to exempt myself. And that's why the Rabbanan say, the Baal HaShor is chayiv, and the Baal HaBor is potter. Aval hacha, but in our case with the stone, Matzi Amalei Baal Evan LeBaal HaBor, the one who put the stone down could say to the Baal HaBor, Ilad Bir Didach, Avne Didi Mi Mai Have Avdi. At the end of the day, it wasn't the stone that really damaged him, it's the fall. The fall of a bar that's quite deep. And therefore, you're a significant part in the damage. Maybe the Rabbanu would agree to Rabbi Nosson, and they split 50-50. Yavi Misko above Avinafel Vikoi, he would have just tripped over a rock, he would have maybe got a little scratch on his hand, but otherwise he wouldn't have been significantly damaged. Vikoi, he would have gotten up. Kamash Malam, but we don't say that, says the Gemara in the last line in Gimel Manaf, the Amrle, because the Baal HaBor could say, Lav Evin Lo Avinafel Abira. At the end of the day, you're the whole reason, and he ended up in the bor, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, the Baal HaEvin is entirely chayiv. Itmar, says the Gemara, going on to New Gimel Amabes, Shor v'shor psulei hamukdashim. If we have a case of, according to Rashi's Girsa, a shor, hedyet, and a shor psulei hamukdashim, shenaghu, they were partners in crime. Now, we learned earlier in our Masechta, most clearly in the Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amabes, but we had in the beginning of our Masechta as well, Daf Vav and Daf Yud, is that a shor shel hegdish that gores is potter, even if it gores a hedyot, because the Torah says shorei eyu amar rachmana, that only if it is a case of damage between a shor that belongs to his friend, the mazik's friend, in contrast to a case of where it belongs to the nizik, where it belongs to a Hegdish, excuse me. So therefore, we have an interesting case on the top line on Gimel Amud Beis. Shor v'shor psulei hamikdashim shenagchu. On the one hand, you have two shvarim that are partners in Hezek, but one of them is psul hegdish. So now, the halach is that psul hegdish is normally potter. Therefore, Abaye Omar, skipping the parentheses, Abaye Omar, Abaye is of the opinion Mishalim chetzi nezek, that the halach is that the Baal Shor of Hedyot, the one who is not
Psulei Mikdashim pays half. The other half was done Shar Psulei Mikdashim, and the Nizik loses. Ravina Amar Mishal Ravina Nizik. And Rabbi Avina disagrees, and he says a quarter is paid. The Gemara has an interesting take on what is the machlokes between Abaye and Ravina. Abaye would have been what we thought. So the Gemara has an interesting explanation. Hadaha bitam. Both Abaye and Ravina are talking about a case of tam. However, ha karabonan va karabi nasan. That the machlokes that we had earlier, Rabbanan and Rabbi Nasan, is going to apply in this case as well. According to the Rabbanan, we said that we don't incur the rest of the responsibility on the second partner if the other one doesn't pay. And therefore, this shar was a shar tam, and a shar tam only pays half. So in such an instance where two shvarim did the damage, so then each one of them ostensibly should be paying a quarter. So that's why, according to the Rabbanan, you'll only pay a quarter. V'haka Rabbi Nasan, but according to Rabbi Nasan, we say that when they're a shutuf with each other, each one's got to step up for the other. Like in the case of where the Bala Bar paid three quarters when the Bala Shar could only pay a quarter. So ostensibly, the Shar Hedyut should only pay a quarter, but since the Shar Psulei Mikdashim doesn't pay, so he pays half. If you want, you can say V'haka Rabbanan. Ravina explains, we could be following the Rabbanan, you never step up to pay more than you ever have to pay. However, habetam habemuad, you could say that the difference is that one was the case of tam, in the case of tam you only pay a quarter, and in the case of muad, you pay half. Why would you pay half? Because there were two shvarim, so the hedyut pays half, and shar psulei mikdashim is exempt on the other half. Ikud army, others say, Abaye amar chatzi nezek, Ravina amar Kule Nezek. Some reported the Shita differently, and that is that Ravina said that a full Nezek is paid. Hava Abimuad, Hava Hakarabban Hakarabi Nasan. That according to Ravina, it's possible to say that according to Rabbi Nasan, you would pay everything. Ibai somewhere else, you could say Hava Hakarabi Nasan. Everything's following Rabbi Nasan, you have to pay everything. Hava Muad, Vaha Bitam. So if you have to pay everything, that would be a case of where there's a shar hedyut, shar psulei hamikdashin, and the shar hedyut is a muad, then he pays everything. And in a case of where it's a tam, he pays a full half. Gemara continues 8 lines from the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rava shar va'adam. Another case of co-opted hezek. A shar and a person shadafchu lebar. They push into a bar. Le'inyin nizakin kulin chayavin. There is a shared chiyuv of nizikin. Le'inyin arba dvar mudvei v'lados. Now we have another variable. Adam shehizik is a chovel. If he's a chovel, so we're going to learn in perek hachovel, in the eighth perek, that there's arba dvar, nezik tzarip u'sheves and boshes. Udmei v'lados. So then in such case, Adam chayiv v'shar u'bar potter. What about le'inyin kofer v'shoshim shalavet? Shar Chayiv, Adam Ubar Potter. The Shar, though, would be Chayiv, and the Adam Ubar would be Potter. Le'inyin Kalim, what if they damage Kalim? So the halacha is that you're generally Potter when it comes to Kalim by Bar. The Shar Psulei HaMukdashin, similarly also, what happens if the Shar is a Shar Psulei HaMukdashin? That was damaged. So there the Torah says, when a Shar damages another Shar, Shar Psulei HaMukdashin, you're Potter. However, that's only, Rashi explains on the last narrow line, if the ox was not redeemed. In this case, the ox was already redeemed because it had been possible for Hegdish, and therefore falls into the category of Re'eu. So then the halacha follows, Adam v'shar chayavun u'bar potter, that in the above-mentioned cases, those are cases where the bar is potter, for example, Kalim, and shar, and Adam is going to be chayv. Now it comes to Psulei HaMukdashim that's redeemed, there is going to be a special reason why you be potter for bar. My time, what is that reason? Amakra, the pasuk says, by bar v'amesi alo, that the bala bar pays for the animal that was killed, but he gets the carcass. Chazal darshan b'misha mesh alo, that only applies to an item where he gets the carcass. Yatzazeh, that precludes Psulei HaMukdashim even if it's redeemed. Again, let's review. Psulei HaMukdashim means an animal that had been made hegdish, been consecrated, but developed a mole, can no longer be brought up to the Beis HaMikdash. So then in such a case, you're poda the animal, then the animal is considered chulin, and the money is used for hegdish. However,
The halacha is that even after your poda, it needs kvura. That's what the Gemara in Bechoras Anaf Tez Vav Amid Aleph tells us. Rashi quotes it 8 lines from the bottom. Hence, you cannot fulfill the dictum of Amesi Elo, so Yotzeh She'en Ames Shelo. Period. So these are some of these fascinating halachos where it gets a little bit complicated, where there are a confluence of individuals that are damaging, and a confluence of variables that make these instances a little bit of exceptions. Now the Gemara analyzes Rav Zabum's statement. Lim Emra, are you going to say the Pshita lay the Rava, that all of the above was obvious to Rava? Vami Baile Baile Rava. Rava once had this as a shayla. The Bai Rava, Sharp Sulamakdash Naflu Bar Mahu. Rava was once not sure if you're chayiv by Pesulim HaKdashim. Now we're saying, so Dovra Pashit, since you can't fulfill the Amesi Elo, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. And what was Rava Safik? Hai v'amesi elo b'misha meshalo, yotzeze sheina meshalo. One way of understanding is, as we mentioned above, that the carcass doesn't belong to him, and therefore he's potter. Olduma v'amesi elo l'baylim mitaplim b'nevelo hu da'asa. Rava had a shayla about how to define the words v'amesi elo. What we thought was obvious above, that it means that the only time you're chayiv is if you get the carcass, that is not the only way of reading it. In fact, Rava himself once thought maybe you could read it that way, or could be telling you something else, that it's the responsibility of the nizik to pull the carcass out of the bar. But it's only telling us that halacha. Says the Gemara, Basa debayi hadar pashta, you're right, once he had that shayla, but then he concluded that the halacha is that Vamesi Elo tells us that only Misha Meshalo, only if the carcass is going to go either to Nizik or to the Mazik, but not to a case that requires Kivura. Says Gemara, if that's how Rava concluded, then El Bailam Metaplam Bin Avelam Inalei. So he doesn't use that source to tell us that the Nizik has to be Metaplam Bin Avela. So how does he learn that out? Nafgalei Min Vehamesi Elo. Deshar. It also says Vamesi Elo in the case of damage by Shar. And therefore we say that the chiyuv is on the nizik by shar, so too by bar. Says Gemara, Meichas, the Vamesi Elo de shar, Mafkisle the Baal Metaplim Benevela, Vamesi Elo de bar, Mafkisle Mishale Shalo. How do you know to learn it out that way? That Vamesi Elo is coming to tell us that when it comes to bar, that the only time you have to pay is when the nizik or mazik, depending which opinion you have on daf yud, is entitled to the nevela, in contrast to Shar Psulei HaMukdashin, where we say that you're not entitled to the nevela. How do you know that pasuk is talking about by bar to teach us that halacha? And Shar is telling us by the metapa of the nevela. How do we know? Epech, why don't we switch around? Epech hana, why don't we switch around? And then the halacha would be actually by Shar Psulei HaMukdashin. And even if it's redeemed, you'd be potter. And by bar, you'd be chayiv. And now we're saying the opposite. We're saying by bar, that you're potter. Says the Gemara, Mestabra, potter gabe bar. It makes sense that Sharp Sulei HaMukdashin, even when it's redeemed, is potter by bar. Hayul u potter by a sakelim. There's already other exceptions. So if we're listing exceptions, then they probably go to a case where there are already exceptions. And what are those cases of exceptions? Bar has many exceptions. An example is that bar is potter and kelim. So if we're not sure where the tour goes, if it goes to bar or shar, we would give it to bar. That's interesting svara in the Gemara, that if something is already potter, then we'll say that it's more likely that if there's another p'tur, it goes there. Gemara, though, is not satisfied. Adarabba, p'tur gabe shar, she came potter bochetzi nezek. Well, we could argue that shar has greater p'turim, because we have the concept of tam by shar. And if your shar tam damages, you only pay chetzi nezek. So maybe we would say, shar p'tur l'mekdashim, that's redeemed, you'll also be exempt. Says the Gemara, Kula Nezek Mielo Ashkechan. We don't find an absolute p'tur by Shar. And here we're talking about an absolute p'tur by Shar Psulei HaMukdashim that are redeemed. And we're more likely to say that that is appropriate to put Vamesi Elo by Bar as opposed to Shar to tell you Shar Psulei HaMukdashim that is redeemed is going to be Potter. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Gimel Meseches Bava Kama. Our Daf was discussing the Machlokis of Rav and Shmuel, whether Havala is the chiyuv for bar, the hevel. Like Rav says, havaloi veloi chavotoi, or Shmuel says that the chiyuv would be chavotoi as well.
The Nafgamina in our daf, even though that machlokis ostensibly already appeared on daf nun, is how do you read the Mishnah, our Mishnah, on daf nun beis amin aleph, that says that you're only chayv if the animal fell forward and not backwards. So Gemara says that according to Rav, it's very simple, because the only time you chayv is if it's for the hevel. However, Shmuel says that there's another reason that you're going to be potter, and that is the case of the Mishnah, is when he fell backwards through the bar. The Gemara also gives us other explanations, like for example, a dramatic one of Rabbah, that he spun around in the air, according to Rav, or Rav Yosef's explanation is an entirely new read of the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says you're only chayiv if it falls forward, that's only talking about a bar b'rshusa rabim. But if we're talking about a bar b'rshusa, then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara then had a fundamental question about this Mishnah, which introduced Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanan. The fundamental question is, why are you ever chayiv from kol akriya? If you're making noise and then the animal falls in, I don't care if it died falling forwards or backwards, at the end of the day, it should be considered grama. And the Gemara suggests, well, that only is assuming that you're not chayiv for making the noise. Why would you say you're not chayiv for making the noise? Because at the end of the day, the one who made the noise only did the initial stage. Well, what happens if you have a shor that pushes someone, an animal, into a bar? So then, it's true. Your question makes sense according to the Tanakhama, who says that the Bala Shor is chayiv, but the Bala Bar is potter. But according to Rabbi Nassan, everybody has shared responsibility. And then the Gemara discusses, according to Rabbi Nassan, how shared responsibility would work in the case of where the shor is a tam and not a mu'ad. And then in such a case, the Bala Bar would say, pay 3/4, and the other would pay 1/4. The Gemara suggests that that also would be a way of solving the shy love. What happens if you have two shars on Amud Beis that gore together? One a regular shar, the R shar Psulei HaMukdashin, that it could be, according to Rabbi Nassan, the psak will be different than according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan don't view the two of them as having a shared responsibility in the Hezek, but rather, according to the Rabbanan, you decide who is the primary mazik, and he pays everything. The Gemara finally points out from Rava that there are times that you have two items, or two individuals more precisely, or an animal and a person, who are doing damage together, and there are things that the shor is going to be chayiv, and the person is going to be potter on, and vice versa. For example, when it comes to a case in which shor and the adam pushed into a bar, so then in such a case, the shor and the adam are going to be chayiv for kelim, but the balabar would be potter on the kelim. Similarly, a shor and an adam that pushed an individual in, so then in such a case, the adam would be chayiv on arba dvarim. The balashar and the balabar would be potter. Finally, the Gemara discusses what happens if they co-opted to damage shor psulei hamukdashin. So halacha is that even shor psulei hamukdashin was redeemed, that a shor would be chayiv, the balabar would be potter, because of the gzeiras hakosov of the hames yeloi. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Gimel in Maseches Bava Kama.